This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, leadoff complete, and you can pick a winner. Is it Jackson or is it female British robot? Man or machine?
Mm-hmm.
You decide. And the fate of society rests, I'm guessing, or the future of humanity rests on the result of this.
I thought you were going to say on Jackson's shoulders or in his lead.
No, I mean, she did a really, really good job. We should just have her available, ChatGPT, available at all times on this program, Shime.
Oh, I think we can make that happen.
Chat, we could call her ChatBRIT.
I love that.
All right, but we do have leads to get to, the rest mm-hmm. of them this morning, and we'll start with Shime. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So football lead from me today. I was scrolling Twitters, as I tend to do, and Hayden Winks of Underdog was doing a thread of just some of the best quarterback runs from last year. And I've come to the conclusion that right now, in the current state of the NFL, a quarterback that can escape pressure and sacks and gain yards and create a positive play out of a negative play is the biggest cheat code in the entire sport. Mm. It's not even close. You watch it. I mean, he starts off with some of the best quarterbacks in football. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen.
You are obsessed with Lamar Jackson.
But it goes even beyond that. Like, Jaden Daniels was – that's one of the reasons Jaden Daniels was so successful last year, because on those fourth and inside of 5 yards, mm-hmm. he had so many different options. And if you weren't spying him, if you didn't corral him in the pocket, he escaped, got the first down, and kept the chains moving. And I think that's one of the biggest things right now. And a bunch of people on Twitter were commenting with GIFs of Tom Brady, and that was – you know, when Tom Brady played, yes, Tom Brady was the best of all time. I don't disagree with that. But in today's NFL, the way it is played, guys who can escape pressure and avoid sacks, sack avoidance is the big thing. Even a guy like Bo Nix, he's not like the biggest runner on the planet.
But he's a good athlete.
Fabulous athlete. The way in which he avoids sacks.
Okay, kind of boring though when it comes to the game. Like, if you're going to eliminate passing the football, you're going to do damage.
But you're not eliminating passing the football. I mean, guys are still throwing for 4,000 yards.
You're throwing more now. It's just the quarterbacks are more the prototypical quarterback. Back when I played, or even before that, was the pocket passer because you ran the football with your running back. But now the prototypical quarterback is, like Shime said, which he's right, is a guy that has ability, and we've heard coaches say this all the time, especially defensive coaches, quarterbacks that can extend plays.
Monty Mack in the Twitch chat says running quarterbacks are ruining football. Shime?
Well, tell that to a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who can escape pressure and avoid sacks and has won 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not running quarterbacks. That's the issue, is people just assume that running quarterback is, they immediately think of like Justin Fields. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guys who can do both. The Josh Allens of the world, the Lamar Jacksons, Patrick Mahomes evades pressure and can get a 25-yard run on any given play. Hell, Justin Herbert, primarily a pocket passer, but far athletic enough to escape the pocket, escape pressure, and get a 20-yard run if the field is open. Like, It's not guys who look like they're running in molasses. Yeah. It's guys who can escape pressure. And that is, I think, the most valuable trait in all of football right now.
And that's the biggest thing that I think people they kind of confuse an athletic quarterback or a quarterback that has the ability to extend plays with his legs as a running quarterback. But he's not. Like, even Aaron Rodgers, when he was playing, wasn't a running quarterback, but he was a guy that could extend the play. And defenders will tell you, defensive coordinators, whether it's Ty Law, whether we talk to Devin McCourty, we even talk to Vrabel, that is the most difficult thing to defend is when you have a quarterback that has that ability.
So you're calling it the cheat code, and so yep. If you are selecting a quarterback, and that is the, you know, that's what you're focused on most, his ability to run, are you going to have, as an NFL team, a concern that guy is more than likely to get hurt as opposed to somebody who stays in the pocket and throws the football most?
No, because guys are going to get hurt. I mean, Joe Burrow does nothing but sit in the pocket and throw the football, and he's gotten hurt plenty. Like, guys get hurt all the time in the pocket. You just need to know how to run and when to do it. And some are better than others. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are some of the best to do it. Jalen Hurts, one of the better ones to do it. Then you look at a guy like Kyler Murray, who sometimes doesn't do a great job at avoiding contact. And like, that's one of the things you need to teach as a coach now. When you get an athletic quarterback like that, you need to be able to teach that.
This is Walter from Boston. If you could chime, the mouse still doesn't work in here and nobody did anything about it yesterday.
Greg, the hilarious thing about what you're saying is you sound like me until you get a quarterback that can do that. As soon as you get a quarterback that can do that, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But we've seen the Patriots win the other way so long.
Yeah.
As soon as you get one that can really do that, you won't be saying that. If Drake May this year goes out and balls throwing and passing, you'll wonder why every other team in the league doesn't have a Drake May. Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we didn't see enough of Drake May last year to know, but
right.
He certainly has the ability to run when he needs to run. Well, and he's got that. He's very similar to Josh Allen, where
right.
I think he's big enough where he is maybe not going to end up hurting himself.
Yeah, and you just got to be smart. You got to slide. Like, Lamar Jackson isn't like this giant big dude. Like, Cam Newton was a big guy. But you got to learn to teach yourself how to get down, how to slide. But the league has changed, man. When you look at
it. So much different.
And it's not only the league. It's changing at the high school and college and youth level that the quarterback is more of an athletic quarterback, so they can utilize that. So basically now when you start to look at these guys that get mm-hmm. drafted, they've been basically having the ability to move around since they were playing since youth football.
And one of the big things too, Greg, you talk about getting hurt. Like, the reason it's so successful is because a lot of players on defense are getting lighter. You look beyond the defensive line, linebackers are smaller, corners are smaller and faster than they've ever been, and so those quarterbacks aren't taking the massive hits that they would have taken from guys like Rodney Harrison and Ray Lewis over the middle of the field when they're running the football.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I got a question to ask after the Dame Lillard situation. And we've been kind of going, figuring out what the Celtics are going to do, what the new ownership's going to do, what's it going to look like. The question I would ask is this. Is the Dame Lillard signing a sign of new ownership maybe being a little bit tight when it comes to the wallet? Or is it because Tatum is going to be out for a year and they're not trying to spend any money this year so they can wait till he gets back?
Well, Tatum wanted him, clearly. I would assume that they are listening to him when it comes to things that he wants.
Right.
So I guess maybe it could be, as we discussed early at the start of the show, he just really wanted to be in Portland.
Okay.
I mean, Shime, didn't you say he's got family there and like this?
I'm sorry, I was editing audio. I apologize.
Dame Lillard.
He has family and friends out in Portland, and he wanted to be there.
Well, and the other thing is, Greg, we heard Brad Stevens say that they offered both Al Horford and Luke Kornet deals, but they, Well, at least Luke Kornet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Took more money to go elsewhere. So did the deals that they offered those two guys, was it lesser value?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess because of this whole new luxury penalties or these basketball penalties because of the second apron, mm-hmm. are the Celtics' new ownership saying we might have to be a little bit tight when it comes to our money?
Yeah. Okay. Great question. And you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Dame Lillard will not be a Boston Celtic. So, my lead, you got a choice this morning. Do you want boomers mailing it in? Because I make fun of Gen Z all the time. Or do you want trouble looming in the Red Sox clubhouse?
Ooh.
What do you want?
I want trouble looming for $500.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I'm with Wiggy. Let's get it.
Okay. Then I'll get to, I can get to boomers mailing it in with a rejoin.
Oh, okay? Interesting. Okay.
So Brad Foe was on this radio station yesterday talking about trading Jaren Duran and about the issues that come with that. Mm-hmm. I have been discussing that. I've been called an idiot for suggesting that chemistry is very important when it comes to the Boston Red Sox and any major league baseball team and sports franchise. So here's what Brad Foe said yesterday.
I will say this, is that Jaren Duran, and I've had players say this, if they trade Jaren Duran, there's going to be damage control in that clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
This isn't Devers.
I don't think it's worth it. They like him. But then the next question would be, long-term, Duran, Anthony, Rafael Abreu, how do you go about
that?
I think for this season, yeah, right, for this season you can do it, but for beyond, you can't.
And I don't know if you know, these things have a way of figuring themselves out.
They do. Sadly, someone's getting hurt.
So, change your mind when it comes to trading Jaren Duran. If you were somebody who was all in on that guy being the opportunity to get the most value back. Like if you, Wiggy, you legit want like a number two, like a legit number two.
Yes.
You're going to have to give up Jaren Duran if you want to go and get a legit number two, I believe.
All right.
So does that change your mind at all? You're going to F with the entire chemistry of the team and the guys are going to be pissed about it.
No, it doesn't change my mind.
So you say just do it and everybody will adjust. And it's,
yeah, you know, I mean, it'll be hurtful. Life. Yeah, it'll be hurtful for, you know, a few days. But they're professionals and they understand how it is. And they'll ultimately move on and they'll know that it's business. Because I always ask the question, and I think Rich just, you know, brought that up when he was talking to Bradfoe. Well, if you're going to trade him in the offseason.
Well, you may not trade him in the offseason. You may trade Abreu.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
I mean, Abreu seems to be the odd man out if you're doing it. He's 26 years old. You're going to have to create. Roman Anthony is either playing left or right next season.
He's playing every single day.
We're in full agreement on that, correct?
100%.
Yes. Him and Sadon Raffaello will be out.
They're both locked in, and those are your go-to guys.
Right.
However, you can figure that outfield next season.
Right.
So when it comes to Duran and when it comes to Abreu, there's going to be one guy who is your odd man out.
I agree with you, Greg. Like, I don't think you trade Duran because of the effect it would have on the clubhouse. I think he is a leader in this clubhouse right now. And on top of that, like, this team is best when it has all those guys at their disposal, plus adding a pitcher by trading prospects. You have plenty of them. You have one of the better farm systems now in baseball. You can afford to deal prospects mm-hmm. to get a guy like Nathan Eovaldi in the building and call
right.
it a day.
Right, but we know that, right? So I think everybody wants deal prospects. But if you're saying in order to get that impact arm, you have to move on.
Yeah,
But the only team that wants Duran is the Padres.
Because
I don't want the Padres pitchers.
Shyam, I guess the question I'm asking is if Duran is the guy for the future, why haven't they been able to get a deal done with him? And especially
because they have control.
It's not
you have arbitration and stuff
until they have to do the deal.
And like if you had paid him last year, you would have had to pay him at an all-time high over the course of his career because he had the best season of his career, being like top five in the league in WAR.
Okay, so I would ask this question: so do you think that Duran is going to be here in next year, in the year after that? And do you think they're going to give him a long-term deal?
Probably not. No.
Okay, so that's the point.
Because, your team is better with him on it now, correct?
I agree with you. I'm not disputing that. But your team needs an impact second starter.
I honestly don't care that much about the future. I want them to win. I want them to go for it. I want them to win now.
Right.
It has been...
the team's so young, they don't need to worry about the future.
It's been 4 years since they went deep in the playoffs. Four years. And so that's what I want. Right. I want them to win now. I don't care about the future.
I are on the same page. Yeah. I just don't get people like Shyam and others and Bradfoe and some of these others. If the future is so young and you shouldn't worry about the future because you got a bunch of young guys, but you also in the next breath are saying Duran's not part of that future, I don't get why you potentially could be sacrificing the here and now and winning a championship.
Well, imagine you trade Jaron Duran and then one of your three outfielders gets hurt. Then now you're SOL and you're definitely not winning, right? But if you keep all four and you bring in a pitcher, mm-hmm. maybe you're not bringing in Joe Ryan. Maybe you need to step it down and you're only bringing in Nathan Eovaldi because he costs more money. Like, then you also get to have all four outfielders plus a pitcher.
All right, that's the ideal thing. I'll take Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, if you can get him. I mean, they just gave him his all-star bonus without him having to go to Atlanta. So they gave him $100,000 down there. If you can get Nathan Eovaldi, great.
Right.
I mean, great. All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up. And right now, Shyam and What is Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Red Sox are in Chicago to take on the Cubs today. First pitch, 2:20. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The MassMutual pregame show kicks off at 1:20 with Joe Weil. Big contract news across sports yesterday. Damian Lillard signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers, making his net salary for this year $70 million. T.J. Watt got paid yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The All-Pro defensive end got a 3-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal comes with $108 million in guaranteed money. and the Open Championship. Day two underway across the pond over in Northern Ireland at Royal Portrush. The current leaders, Brian Harman and Rasmus Højgaard, sitting at 4-under on the day, 6-under for the tournament so far. Right behind them, though, Tyrrell Hatton sits at 5-under, and then a group of guys at 4-under, including Harris English, Nikolai Højgaard, Jacob Skov-Olesen, and Hau Tong Lee and Matt Fitzpatrick. Trending Now was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breast, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping. Get rewarded.
Is Nick Saban coming back to football? We'll get to what FON, friend of Nick, says about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.